Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for August 2018. Greetings, everyone. Presidential Comment leads tonight's official broadcast. Reporting from Blenheim, it's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. In my last break-in column, I mentioned that Alan Chapman, ZL3PX, had retired from the awards manager position after 20 years. I know that, like me, you'll be grateful for Alan's long service. Unfortunately, I headed this part of my column with contest manager position vacant. To paraphrase Mark Twain, reports of the demise of Frank Hunt, ZL2BR, our contest manager, are an exaggeration, as Frank is very happy in the position and is definitely not retired. Put this one down to presidential era. There is a happy ending here, and that is that Andrew Barron, ZL3DW, has applied for the vacancy, and Council is delighted to have recently appointed Andrew to the position of awards manager. Andrew lives in Christchurch and is active in chasing DX and awards. Andrew will be familiar to many of you as a former satellite columnist and break-in. Shortly, John Moriarty, ZL2JPM, our IAAU liaison officer, will be off to Korea for the IAAU Region 3 meeting in Seoul. IAAU performs the vital function of coordinating the amateur radio member societies of the various nations. One of the outcomes of this is a coordinated approach to the various government administrations to protect and sometimes gain new spectrum, the 60-metre band being a recent example. One aim of this conference is to achieve improved recruitment of youth into amateur radio. John is new in this role, but has hit the ground running, and I know that he will be effective in both representing the NZART and working with the other Region 3 representatives. Our Administration Liaison Officer Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, will also be attending in his role as a Region 3 IAAU Director. Don's travel is funded via IAAU, and it is good to see Don continuing a long tradition of New Zealand's amateurs serving in this area. Last month, I had urged you all to make sure you renew your subscription for 2019, and don't forget that early payment will mean you pay $10 less. There will be listeners tonight who are not members of NZART. While this broadcast is an NZART show, so to speak, I hope that any non-members listening do enjoy doing so. I do urge any non-members to give serious consideration to joining NZART, to enjoy the benefits of being a member, and to help support the good work carried out by the association that in many cases benefits all amateurs in New Zealand, members or not. I know many members listening will know non-members in the area. Please invite them to join. I know in the past there has been an occasional adversarial stance taken towards non-members. I've always believed this is non-productive, and I prefer to encourage them to join and come on board, but at the same time respect their right not to do so. It is a free world after all. If any listeners have questions or concerns about joining, they can feel free to drop me a line. And my email address is zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. That's zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. And with that, it's good night and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. The President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. From New Plymouth Branch 27 tonight, an invitation to attend the Junk Sale next Saturday the 1st of September at the Mangaray Hall, located at the corner of Kent Road and State Highway 3 New Plymouth. If you have any difficulties finding this location, there will be a talk-in station listening on the New Plymouth 720 repeater. Now, the venue is open to all sellers at 8 a.m. and to all buyers from 10 a.m. onwards. Tables are available at $20 a table. To pre-book a table, contact Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Call 027-4611-932. 027-4611-932. Or drop an email to secretary@zl2ab.com. secretary@zl2ab.com. Refreshments, tea, coffee, savouries, cakes and sandwiches will all be available. More details, including a map to the venue, can be found on the New Plymouth Branch 27 website, that's zl2ab.com. the new Plymouth Branch 27 junk sale next Saturday, the 1st of September. Onwards to Upper Hutt now for headquarters news, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, first of all, my apologies to everyone for the typo that appeared on your 2019 subscription invoice sent out with your August break-in. The message should have read, $10 early payment discount is applicable only to transmitting $99 and family $129 membership and must be paid by the 30th of the 11th, 2018. Just a reminder, if paying by direct deposit to our BNZ account, can you please make sure you include your call sign and membership number? In this modern age where YLs, XYLs and OMs may have a different surname and they look after all the household finances, it makes it a bit hard for me to credit the right member. I have just sent out to all examination supervisors the latest exam generation software. Version 17F for Foxtrot, release date 16th of August 2018, is the only acceptable software to be used. There are some subtle changes to forms and how you download the material. So please delete all existing examination generating programs you have on your computer and download the latest version from our website. Lastly, but most importantly, the October break-in will include a call from the returning officer for nominations to President and Council for elections in 2019. If you are considering putting yourself forward, please contact me for a nomination form. These forms must be received by me at headquarters by the 31st of December 2018. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Time itself may seem to go on forever, but the U.S. government's budget for the fiscal year 2019 may actually be killing time, or at the very least, putting a vital timekeeper at a dead stop. For that report, we turn to the newest member of the Amateur Radio Newsline family, Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
If you've come to rely on the services of WWV and WWVH for time, frequency, and other calculations in your weather, marine, propagation, and related radio activities, you may already know that all of this is earmarked to come to an end in the coming year's proposed budget for the United States National Institute of Standards and Technology. Hams have been petitioning Congress to retain the funding for WWV, which received its call sign in 1919, assigned to the National Bureau of Standards. It's considered the oldest continuously operating radio station in the U.S. Likewise, WWVB, broadcasting from Fort Collins, Colorado, is also imperiled as its critical role in keeping tens of millions of radio-controlled clocks and other devices in sync, as it has since 1963. As reported by a number of news outlets, the petition has until September 15th to collect the needed 100,000 signatures. News sources have noted that defunding both stations would reduce the federal budget by $6.3 million, a very small fraction of the proposed $4.1 trillion budget. Amateur Radio Newsline is making available the link on our website, arnewsline.org, to the online petition for those hams that would like to make their views and voices heard. You'll find the link on the printed version of this script. For AR Newsline, I'm Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
In Australia, hams are experimenting with a different way to keep in touch. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has those details.
Paging all Australian amateurs. Literally, a group of hams here in Australia is planning the rollout of an amateur paging network that will be linked across the internet and capable of sending messages via transmitters and hotspots around the country. The decentralized amateur paging network, as it will be known, will make use of two frequencies, 432.625, which is the same as a frequency used for a paging network in New Zealand, and 144.625 MHz. The system is based on a German application known as DAPNET, D-A-P-N-E-T. NET. Participants must be licensed amateur radio operators. According to the organiser's Facebook page, there already are other amateur DAPNETs operating in Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand and Canada. This project is being called VKAPNET, and its Facebook page was established to solicit as many hams as possible to participate and share their expertise. The network of pager transmitters is designed to send messages that can be addressed directly to an amateur operator's call sign or transmit emergency and weather information based on regions. The system will make use of the standard asynchronous paging protocol known as POCSAG, which stands for Post Office Code Standardization Advisory Group. The Facebook page is a closed group known as VK APNET Paging, and interested hams should visit the page and ask for inclusion in the group. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's just 3 weeks now until Hamilton Market Day, being held on Saturday, 15th of September, at the Waikato Table Tennis Stadium in Edgecombe Street, Hamilton. There's a street map on the Hamilton Club website, zl1ux.org.nz/market_day.html. Details of the market day are the same as last year. Sellers have access from 8 a.m. and buyers can enter at 10 a.m. Table space, $20 a space if booked in advance, but will cost $25 per space on the day. As always, there is free entry for buyers and there will be food available for purchase at the cafeteria. More details, including a seller's registration form, can be found on the Hamilton Club website at zl1ux.org.nz/market_day.html. That's the Hamilton Market Day, Saturday the 15th of September. And that information from Phil, ZL1PK. SOTA information for you tonight from Warren ZL2AJ. The Andrew White Memorial SOTA Activity Day is Saturday the 15th of September. Warren says, sadly, we lost Andrew ZL3CC unexpectedly earlier this year. To remember him and his contributions to SOTA, AREC and amateur radio in general, the Saturday following his birthday is to be the Andrew White Memorial SOTA Activity Day. The aim is to encourage portable operations from a summit and to encourage new and experienced hams to give SOTA a go. Full details on how to participate in SOTA activities are detailed in the latest issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine. That's number 379. Now, if you subscribe to InfoLine, you'll have that copy already. Alternatively, it can be found on the NZART website, www.nzart.org.nz. Now you're also invited to join the NZ SOTA team on the ZL SOTA Facebook group to let others know what you're planning or if you need any advice about a summit or operating technique. That's the Andrew White Memorial SOTA Activity Day coming up on the 15th of September. Time now for WARO News, and as always, it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. For those WAROs going to the Hamilton Market Day on the 15th of September, remember the get-together for morning tea and chat about 10:30 a.m. This is a grand opportunity to catch up with WAROs from a wide area of the Waikato, Bay of Plenty and Auckland, while the OMs are out searching for bargains and important additions to the Radio Shack. The Taranaki Award is also coming up in September, and the organisers are hoping for support from WARO members. The award runs over 5 days from September the 22nd to September the 26th, and details were in the July-August issue of Break-In and InfoLine number 379 dated the 17th of August. If you've had some contacts this weekend in the Alara contest, logs must be with the contest manager Marilyn, VK5DMS, by September the 30th. WAROs who may be visiting Europe next year may be interested to know that Silara, the Scandinavian country's YL organisation, holding a meet in Norway in September 2019. Details will appear on their website or contact me for more. The next Australian ALARA meet will be held in Bendigo, Victoria in 2020. Planning is underway and I'll give you more details as they come to hand. These meets are well organised and so enjoyable for both YLs and OMs. So maybe it's time to consider saving up loose change to fund the trip there in 2 years' time. Next Friday, the 31st of August, is the last day for those who've yet to renew their WARO subs to claim the discount for early payment. Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF, would be delighted to be deluged with mail from members before then. That's all from WARO this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. A reminder from New Plymouth Branch 27 that the next NZART conference is being held in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 1st and 2nd of June 2019. The venue is the Quality Plymouth Hotel, and accommodation is available at the venue. Details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.com. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's NZART Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to get out of hibernation and get involved with your local NZART branch. So here's a small selection of what's going on around the country. We start with Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10. Their next meeting is on Tuesday the 18th of September, starting at 7:30pm at the clubrooms at 19 Stadium Drive in Pukekohe. Ted, ZL1PQA, and Steve, ZL1TZP, will give a talk on digital hotspots and their use with the different digital modes that are available, such as D-Star, DMR, and so on. These use the internet as a very big repeater. Hutt Valley NZART Branch 18 has its next meeting on Monday, September the 3rd, and that meeting will see a talk on the FT8 digital mode on 40 metres. And that meeting will be at the clubrooms, which is in the Philip Evans Reserve, off Burt Street in Waterloo, Lower Hutt. NZART Branch 26, Nelson, has a couple of special events in September. First, on Wednesday the 19th of September, there will be a special tour of the NMIT International Marine Training Centre, including a visit to the bridge and engine room simulators. Now, this is an opportunity to learn what modern ship is using for communications and see some of the electronics used for modern shipping. It also provides an opportunity to see what goes into the simulators used for modern training purposes. Full instructions on where to meet will be given in the next club newsletter. And the second event in Nelson is a dinner to celebrate the club's 86th birthday. Members, families and friends are most welcome to attend. Now the date is Saturday, September the 22nd at the Waimea Town and Country Club in Richmond. There are some details in the club newsletter, but you'll have to let the club know if you want to go. Contact Topsy, ZL2LS, by email by the 17th of September, and the email address is scott@tasman.net. That's S-C-O-T-T @tasman.net. And finally, we move way down to Otago, NZART Branch 30 in Dunedin. On Wednesday, September the 3rd, Terry and Ian continue their series of talks on putting the ubiquitous BC547 to work. Here, part two covers audio, linear, switching, oscillators, and even a little RF. On the weekend of the 8th and 9th, Otago Branch runs another famous ham cram weekend with David ZL4DK at the helm. On the 19th, Stephen and the team keep the branch abreast of current and new ideas and training for AREC. And on the 26th, there will be a social night with details to be advised soon. And all those events are held at the Otago Branch 30 Clubrooms at 109 McAndrew Road, in South Dunedin. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 30th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for August 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.